Welcome to the Restaurant Boss Podcast, where you can make more money, have more freedom, and actually start to enjoy owning your restaurant. If you're feeling overwhelmed, stressed, and just sick of the struggle, you've come to the right place. So here is your host, the Restaurant Boss himself, Ryan Bronfen.
Hey, if you ever struggle hitting your daily, weekly, monthly food costs, labor costs, anything, I've got a great tip for you. I'm here with the chef from Turks and Caicos. Beaches Resort, huge, huge property, 23 restaurants. We'll be back in a second. Hey everybody, Ryan Bronfen here, author, speaker, chef, restaurateur, founder of The Restaurant Boss, restaurantprofit, and performance.com. I'm here at Beaches and Turks and Caicos. It's my last day. I know, I'm not at the beach, I'm in the kitchen, but anyways, I'm here with Chef Colin. He runs
23 restaurants. They call me the food cost master down here. A great tip on being ahead of the game, being on top of your food cost, is advance warning to your cooks and your chefs. Let them know how much money they have to spend. Give them that in a weekly forecast. Let them know they've got that 50, 60,000 to spend, and then manage it with them daily. Here, what we do at Beaches Turks is 7 days in advance, I break down the food cost to the 21 restaurants, and then on a daily basis, we monitor their costs that are spent. Each chef knows he's got his weekly forecast, you know, anywhere from 15 to 50,000 to spend, and then allow him to manage that cost on a weekly basis. He can then decide how he wants to purchase for the week. Maybe on a Monday, he buys all his proteins. On a Tuesday, he goes fruits and veg. On a Thursday, stocks his pastry shop. So manage the money on a daily basis based on the occupancy in the resort. And the most important thing with that food cost is have fun. Use the money to suit yourself. Buy what you need to buy to run the business. Save what you can. Put the best product on the plate possible.
So we're not going to get into the details, but if you didn't pick up on some of those little subtle details, one, Chef runs 22 restaurants?
23
total, yeah. Restaurants. They have anywhere between 2,000 and 3,200 guests on property. And the way that he's able to ensure that the property hits their food costs is what he just said, is every week, about a week before, he gives each chef in each restaurant a budget. So you could spend, let's just say, in his case, $60,000 for the week. Now, that may be an enormous amount of money for you, but that just gives you an idea.
The cost per day in the resort is between $55,000 and $60,000 per day.
Per day. That was a Scottish accent. So, maybe you didn't get it.
Yeah, so that's how we break it down. You know, we put that out there. Each village has a different amount of restaurants. Some have five, some have six, some have four. So it's important to get that cost out to the chefs in advance so they know their occupancy for the week. Being all-inclusive, we've got a very captive audience. We know we're going to do 3,000 guests for breakfast, another 3,000 for lunch, more for dinner. Normal dinner counts about 4,000 because they tend to hit the sushi bar for an appetizer, then head out for dinner. Café de Paris, Café de Paris open from 6 in the morning till 10. You know, they're pushing out 8,000, 9,000 products a day through that shop. So it's important to make sure the cost matches the outlet, and then you maintain it and manage it effectively and efficiently to make your cash.
Unbelievable. I'll do another video and show you guys more about this property. Unbelievable. But again, budget, budget, budget. If you're having trouble hitting your food costs, labor costs, beverage costs, whatever it is, set a target. Listen, I've got some software. It's called Bacon. Below this video, you can do a software demo. I can show you more about it. It'll help you do all this. They use very expensive, very complicated custom software that even chefs that have some shortcomings. But I have designed software just for you guys, designed for 1, 2, 3, 4 restaurants. You can take a look at it below. But here, if you're not even interested in the software, all you do, write down on a piece of paper what you're gonna do in sales this month. Let's say it's 100,000 in sales. Let's say you wanna do a 30% food cost. That means you can spend $30,000 on food this whole month. Yep. So then divide that down per week, and let's say that it's $7,000 on food this week, then every day, take your invoices and go against that $7,000. Listen, if you spend $9,000 this week and your budget is seven, you're not gonna hit your food costs. Yep. You're gonna run out of money at the end of the month. But like Chef said, let's say that happens. Let's say you come in at 9,000, supposed to be seven. Well, next week, you gotta be careful. Yep. And he says it all the time. If his chefs come a couple thousand over one week, no problem. Yep. Just be sure you're a couple thousand under next week. So at the end of the month, we're always hitting our target costs. Anyways, check out Bacon Software below. I think you're going to love it. Thank you, Chef Colin, so much. Check it out. This is one of the many, many kitchens. This property is unbelievable. If you have never been to a Beaches, this is my first time, you have to go. Beaches, sandals. But let me tell you, this Turks and Caicos property is something amazing. And when you're here, say hi to Chef Colin. Thanks
please
so much,
do.
Guys.
Have, fun.
Have a great one.
Sure.
Thanks, Chef.
Hey, did you notice something in today's episode? Yep. No ads, no sponsors, just great training to help you make more money, have more freedom, and avoid the stress, struggle, and overwhelm many restaurant owners feel every day. How do I do it? How is it that you listen to all those other podcasts that have minutes and minutes worth of lame ads for underwear or other websites they're promoting? I don't judge them, but I choose to focus on you. I can only do this because you share my podcast with other folks who end up looking me up online, registering for my courses, and getting amazing results in their restaurants. It's because of you that I can self-fund this effort, and you know how hard it is to do all this. That's why I appreciate you so much. So if you like this podcast, ad-free and sponsor-free, do me a favor. Tell a friend in the restaurant business about this podcast and my website, therestaurantboss.com. It would sure help, and I would appreciate it. I'm sure our community would too. Plus, if you could leave me a review on iTunes or post a comment about this episode on my website, that would be huge as well. Until next time, remember, your success in the restaurant business is about your ability to create, manage, and master systems while developing your employees. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks a lot for listening to the Restaurant Boss Podcast with your host, the restaurant boss himself, Ryan Gronfen. For more great content, free stuff to help you make more money and enjoy more freedom, visit therestaurantboss.com and click on podcast. Be sure to register on our email list so you never miss an episode. We'll see you next time.
Bye.